Welcome to Thrive with Confidence. This podcast provides insight into the Aquios Alliance, a buying group that connects private practices with trusted vendors and expert support. We will feature discussion with our vendor partners and optometrist members while we explore topics that will empower your independence. Well, welcome everybody back to another episode of Aquios Alliance Thrive with Confidence. Today we have a wonderful young professional, the Director of Business Development with Nikon Optical, a gentleman by the name of Everest Pandya. Everest, did I say your last name right?
Almost. It's Pandya.
Pandya. Okay. Yeah. You can call me Gwinnat, whatever you want. Call me Gwinnat. All right.
Love it.
So Everest, I love having you here today. Everest is with Nikon Optical. It's an organization that just joined the Aquios Alliance within the past month. It was right at the beginning of August that we finalized everything to help our members out there get another avenue for quality product to be able to deliver to your patient base, give great product at a great price. So Everest, I'm going to start out with some basic questions for you to help everybody get to know you a little bit better. Yeah, what interested you in working for Nikon Optical when there's all those other companies out there?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it all started 7 years ago in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So I just graduated with my bachelor's of engineering. I specialized in biomedical engineering. I was the kind of engineer that was, the C gets the degree. I wasn't straight shooting in my academics. So my professor had told me, look, with an engineering degree, you'll be pushed up forward, at least on the business side of medical companies. So that's where you should focus. So after graduating, I knew I wanted to get into a technical company, but on the commercial side of things. So I actually started at Toshiba, which you're probably familiar with, selling printers because, of course, I want to get into as diagnostic of a medical equipment as possible. So can't get any further than printers there. So I started in their commercial side with Toshiba. A few months in, I get a call from Nikon, a recruiter at Nikon, asking if I would like to apply for a role there. In my head, at first thought, I'm thinking, I'm already selling printers. I don't want to sell cameras because now I'm just going further and further away from where I want to be. So, essentially, long story short, I did a little bit of research. You know, I learned a little bit more about Nikon. Of course, I'm very familiar with the brand name. So is, it's the eighth most recognized brand name in the world. So I was very familiar with the brand name, but I wasn't familiar with all the products that they have today in their portfolio. So I did a little bit more research and I came to know that, they are the most technologically advanced lenswear company in the world, where they essentially just focus on optical lenses in every single product stream that they go into. So of course this piqued my interest and working for a big name like Nikon, it was good for me coming out of school, reading up more on their mission statement that, they have a very clear cut value proposition, which is designed completely around R&D and supporting their clients. To me, it was a no brainer. And I looked at it in my head as an easy sell, per se, an easy win for me as well. So hence why, Nikon Optical to me was a no-brainer decision out of all the optical companies that exist today and pages of them that exist.
And you made a comment there about Nikon thinking, okay, I'm going to go down, it's going to be cameras. People think of Nikon and cameras. If you were to talk to people in Minnesota where I lived for 13 plus years, they're going to say Nikon, hunting, scopes, field glasses. Go. So what makes Nikon, why does Nikon focus on lenses? What's their passion? What made them become such a lens leader?
Yeah, so actually I think the corporate history of Nikon began in 1917 when they first started manufacturing optical glass. And this was not really for lenses. This was not for cameras. This was really designed to manufacture integrated circuits at the beginning. So they actually, since then, Nikon's users have demanded a strict quality. And Nikon has really had an uncompromising attitude towards manufacturing, which has allowed us to lead the innovation and lead the drive towards products of unparalleled quality. So hence why we've branched into all these other optical spaces that use lenses. So it's funny because the more research I do on Nikon Corp, the more I learn. So every single product stream that Nikon Corp has gone into or invested in or R&D or led innovation in includes an optical lens system, whether that's cameras, telescopes, microscopes, integrated circuits, obviously optical glasses. They've essentially integrated that whole core promise of our business is built on optics. Our business has been built on precision technologies, and they've really taken it to core. They, in fact, created in Japan a center called Nikon Core Technology Center, which is a hub where every single division submits all their R&D ideas. And this facility essentially looks at other ways of applying those technologies in other divisions, which has been, this is really what drove me to Nikon, and this is what really, why Nikon has been continuously a forefront in optics and essentially won that recognition of a legendary brand. So we no longer have to go crazy on advertising because everyone knows our product now. It's stayed that way since.
And how long has Nikon been in existence?
1917 was when they first formed. They took the Nikkor lens brand, and I forget the other partner, and they joined forces and created Nikon Corp.
Amazing.
Since 1917, they've been essentially going at it, and I think in 1946 is when they created, had it written down here, the Nikon Core Tech Center, which is the hub of the brain of our R&D.
So those of you listening, please feel free to reach out at info@acquiosallience.com. We'll be happy to get you in touch with Everest and his team to be able to help you learn more about Nikon and how they're here to help private practice. So with that, Everest, I want to go back on a couple things real quick. You know, when we formed Aquios Alliance, one of the reasons was we were looking to help build a network of businesses that were there to support private practices and really help private practice thrive without the influence of outside sources dictating to owners price, product, and so on. So how does Nikon fit that niche that Aquios Alliance is here to help private optometrists thrive?
Yeah, so that actually goes right back to our value proposition and how Nikon is built within the Nikon optics and Nikon optics. So it's very clear. I mean, we are an R&D and innovation company, and our technologies are only actually in North America available to private practices. We've kept it that way because exactly what you said, Rick, you know, we're not trying to, and pardon my language here, but bastardize the brand. We're not trying to offer it across every single channel, every single avenue, and held strict on pricing, held strict on, you know, certain portfolios. So we've made sure that our portfolio is tailored just to that of private practices. So, you know, things like R&D, when a private practice does partner with Nikon, they can rest assured that they'll always be at the forefront of innovation within the optical world. And I can give you some examples. I mean, in 1946, it was the first spectacle lens that arrived into the marketplace was driven by Nikon, a digital Nikon lens. In 1983 was the first true AR that came with a scratch-resistant coating ever into the marketplace. In year 2000, they launched the first 174 index. The list goes on. I mean, in 05 was the first lens for eye strain relief. Then now the lens that's taken over the marketplace, in 05, Nikon came out with it. So Nikon partners have been capitalizing on this niche. These independent partners that partner with us have been capitalizing on this niche since 05, where other partners and other vendors and people who partner with the chains and all of the noise in the industry are just coming out with these niches. I'll give you another example, which is really big in the industry right now, is Blue Coat. So in 2011, the first clear lens that filters blue was launched by Nikon. And this was in 2011. So imagine the private practices that took that niche, that starting point there, and ran with it, right? So these are all the items, and these are the ways that, you know, we ensure that private practices always have a step up over the noise in the industry. Number two, we've got a very, very, very strict legal team. And I say this because any of our products, if even a sliver of it appears online, that business is axed. So you will never, ever see a Nikon product being sold online ever. Primarily because we believe professionals are the only ones that can dispense a product like Nikon.
So an office that partners with Nikon will be able to rest every night, not worrying that their patient coming in tomorrow is going to look up on their phone this same lens available for less price through an online provider.
No. In fact, we also have a manufactured suggested retail price, which of course we cannot enforce. I mean, it's tough to enforce in this industry, but we do give a guide of pricing of what to price our lenses. So it allows ECPs to really rest assured that, you know, even if down the street someone is selling Nikon, that they're going to be around this range. So it allows, essentially, we're not the folks that will partner with every single one up and down the street, which is why we love the Aquios Alliance, because of how you've built your network, is we like partnering with key players within each city that will be our flag, and that we can put up and drive customers to you.
And having the recommended price list, or a retail price list for those doctors, that's awesome, because I mean, I can't tell you how often when a doctor's opening their new office or we're reviewing their, this time of year, it's August, it's almost September. This is a time we always say to people, it's time to review those pricing, make sure you have your margins set right, make sure no price has changed that snuck by you, and start the new year off clean. So that's awesome that you provide your members with that. One of the things that intrigued me, and I'd really like to learn more, and I'm sure our listeners would too, is the Nikon C series, C, S-E-E, right. Not S-E-A, not for scuba divers. We're looking for the C series, S-E-E series. What, explain that to us. What is that all about?
Yeah, so actually, it's a great question. So the C series lenses, it's essentially a collection of lenses that we've created. So what we decided to do with the Nikon portfolio is we realized, being obviously fairly well established in the optical world, but newer to the optics game of ophthalmics, we realized there's a lot of best practices out there, right? And we realized one of them was simplicity. The C series is essentially a collection of our top end and premium progressive and single vision lenses. So they essentially cater to all the technologies that Nikon has available into one lens. So this allows your ECP in a C series lens to essentially customize it right down to the T. So they're able to pick base curve, corridor heights. They're able to put fitting parameters. They're able to use apps. They're able to use, digital dispensing tools to help create this experience. So the idea of the C series lenses is our top most premium lenses that cater in every single technology that Nikon has available, coatings, indices, and package it all into a one simple offering. So we actually call our C series lens here in America the C Max Ultimate.
C Max, I like that.
So
you had mentioned a digital measuring device. Does Nikon recommend a specific one over another? Do you have your own that you recommend the offices have for their practice? What's your recommendations there?
Yeah, so we actually offer digital tools we have a device called Lenswear Eye. It is a device that's designed to create that digital experience for the consumer when they're walking into your practice, so that again you're able to enhance that consumer experience. We do have our own device now. Really, any digital measuring tool will work with our lenses. We, of course, recommend ours because it is co-branded. It's got all our lenses loaded. It's very simple to use. But we've, again, simplicity at its core. We've not restricted anything. So even, worst case scenario, an office decides, we don't want to go that digital measuring route. We don't want to use those tools. Then, hey, Nikon is still there for you. We've got default parameters where we've fitted millions of people into these lenses, and we've created default parameters that work 99% of the time. So we will never hold anyone strict to these tools, but we love to add the tools into the mix because it enhances your experience. The idea of Nikon is we want to take the experience of the consumer in your practice to the next level. Let's help differentiate.
I just want to cover something really quick here that Everest has just shared with us, a lot of information about the C lens, digital devices that they recommend. There's probably more information at their website, which is Nikon, N-I-K-O-N, Lenswear, N-I-K-O-N-L-E-N-S-W-E-A-R.us. It's .us, not .com, not .net, .us. And check out more of their information there. And I'm sure there's a link probably to get a hold of Everest directly on their website as well. But I still have more questions for you, so we're not done yet. So how can independent eye care practitioners leverage Nikon brand to really benefit their practice?
Yeah, so actually the key part of Nikon is, and I mentioned this right at the start, it's the eighth most recognized brand name in the world. And actually, we took a survey before we came into the US manufacturing world, which was in 2008. We took a survey before, and we took a survey actually 2 years ago of the US consumers and their awareness of optical product. So we found that Nikon, the name Nikon in lenses, is the second most recognized name in lenses, even though we have 0.1% market share. The number one is Transitions, fair enough, okay, we'll disregard that, but the number two is Nikon.
I was just going to say, that's impressive that you're number two behind Transitions, because Transitions is advertised on TV on a regular basis. And I'm thinking in my head right now, I can't tell you when the last time I saw a TV advertisement for Nikon. So that's impressive that you'd be number two in lenses.
We've just recently launched a trade marketing campaign. Since we've been in America, this is probably our bad. And I will admit this is our bad, is we haven't done enough consumer awareness, but we've really rode the coattails of our other divisions driving this. So when an eye care professional partners with Nikon, they can rest assured that they can actually leverage our brand by using our social media tools, by using our online tools such as website banners and our store locator, and utilizing essentially co-branded stickers, co-branded items that will gain visibility. Because the idea is that by partnering with Nikon, by having the Nikon sticker at your door, you're essentially invoking a certain type of patient even to come into your door. So you're already able to benefit off of the branding just by utilizing the brand in the right way. And our teams will walk you through essentially social media marketing. We'll walk you through, you know, our website. We'll walk you through how to leverage our store locator, because the amount of hits we get on our store locator on a daily basis is incredible. It's just incredible. So this is how an eye care professional can really leverage a consumer brand like Nikon to benefit their practice.
And I might be getting ahead of myself here, but question I guess I have for you there would be, when you're onboarding or starting to work with that office, in whether it's in Denver, Billings, Montana, Seattle, Washington, how do you go about helping them to understand how to access this and become that well networked in your software and your location finder? How do you help them to utilize all this? Do you work directly with the doctor? Do you work with their manager, an optician? What do you normally see, and how long does it take to be able to have all that up and running?
Yeah, so out of our best practices, and I'll be very honest right now, so our core business today is primarily centralized in Colorado and in the Northeast in Connecticut, primarily because that's where our labs are manufacturing in. And like I said, we haven't really branched out. So Aquios is our first partnership to essentially assist with branching out. So the first item that we do whenever we partner with a doctor or an optician or any practice, really, number one, we'll look at who's in your area. The first thing we do is we give you exclusivity. As I mentioned right from the start, we are not a brand that's going to be available everywhere. We like to choose our partners, and we want our partners to choose us and make sure that we're there for them. So we will ensure that we will not go down the street and visit your competitor, because to us, it's not beneficial to ruin a relationship we've already created. Now, when we start off, we usually get in contact with whoever the decision maker is in the optical. So most of the time, most doctors will make the decision maker, the optical manager or the office manager, which will make those decisions. But usually we like to get in touch with the owner just to ensure that they understand that how we can benefit their practice, at least on a softer scale, so that of social media and whatnot. And the full onboarding process, from account opening to having the social media toolkit to having, you know, branding stickers, POP, the turnaround is usually around 2.5 weeks. Okay. The reason I say this is because we want to ensure that we have open communication. If there's any custom materials we need to make, we have enough time to make them. So
what do you want? I mean, you're obviously very passionate about what you do and enjoy what you do with Nikon. What excites you the most about working with private practice optometrists around the United States?
To be honest, the most exciting piece of this, and even why I even accepted this role right from the get-go, was because of the amount of opportunity. I mean, as I said, Nikon's business is so regionalized today that eye care professionals across USA have this unique opportunity to get this new player on board that's got a historic brand name, that's got a brand name that all consumers walk through the door will know right away. But they've got this essentially chance to have this exclusive access to this product that, again, is not available online, is not available through your mass merchants. I will mention one thing, and this is a little asterisk. If you do Google Nikon, you will run into something called Nikon Eyes based out of Walmart. It has nothing to do with Nikon Optical. I don't know how they got around that trademark. It's called Nikon Eyes. It's all one word. It's a different logo. It's different everything, different products. So if anyone ever comes into your practice and says, oh, well, Nikon sells at Walmart. No, they do not. It is a different product. And it is not part of even, we don't even manufacture this product. And a doctor can rest assured, they can look at engravings, they can look at all charts. They will see right away, it is not a Nikon product. That's the biggest advantage and the biggest excitement I have around bringing Nikon to America and restarting Nikon in America. Like I said, we've been here since 08, but we've really been regional. The goal of my position is to help make us national and make us national in a sustainable fashion, because we want to grow, but we want to scale our growth. We don't want to essentially just open our doors to every single person out there.
Well, we're looking forward to the relationship that you and I and, you know, the two companies have put together here, because I really think, again, as you've mentioned, there's exclusivity available through Nikon. You're not going to have a competitor down the street selling the same product with the same logo on their front door and promoting this product. You're going to have location finders. So when people put in Nikon lenses, it's going to take them to your practice. It's going to help drive patients through your doors better than any part of any other group out there, regardless to what some people may think. I think Aquios Alliance and relationships like we have with Nikon help our members really be able to grow and become something unique in their marketplace and, again, differentiate themselves. You know, Everest, you know, we started our conversations earlier this year, and they moved pretty quickly, but at the same time, every time I talk to you, the energy level that you share and the interest you show to help private practice always gets me all excited, and I'm thrilled to have you and your organization on board here. Again, go to your internet browser, look up NikonLenswear.us. If you have any questions or you have difficulty finding how to get a hold of Everest through that, feel free to reach out to any one of your advisors that you're working with here at Aquios Advisors, or email us at info@aquios.com or info@aquiosalliance.com. We'll be happy to get you the information you're looking for and get you connected with Everest and his team to be able to help weigh your options and say, okay, I'm using this lab right now, but maybe this lab is going to be better. And speaking of your lab, yes, I do have one more question. Your lab is located in Colorado, correct?
Yeah. So actually our main manufacturing facility is in Colorado. So we are the only full-fledged lab that exists in Colorado now. Hence why our business has been regional, but we've really been able to make a name for ourselves here because, again, we've put money into the state to help develop that region, to help put people into work there, into our location. So it's been really been beneficial, but of course we're able to service the whole nation. I will add one more thing with Nikon that you won't notice with any other vendor in the optical space today is our price list is one page, our product offering is one page, our MSRP is one page. So that's it. It's three pages and that's your full kit there. You don't need to flip through books and books and books of products. You don't need to say, okay, what is this guy selling? Is that a different product from this one? No, it's centralized. It's one page is all our products. One page is all our pricing.
Sweet, simple, and to the point, which saves time on the phone when talking to patients about pricing and product. It helps shrink down your presentation and education process with your patient and optical. Once again, seems like Nikon seems to be, you know, should be a front runner and everybody's on their list of labs to consider and product to offer their patients. With that, Everest, I'm going to say thank you very much for participating in our episode of Thrive with Confidence here at Aquios Alliance. I thank you. I'm sure we'll be doing more of these in the future with you. We look forward to seeing you at our workshops and being able to help speak directly to many of our clients when we do those as well. Again, thank you, Everest. We appreciate you and look forward to the future with Nikon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you.